Impressionism. Sky and wall are both blue. There are palm trees and orange trees, tables with seashell, green lamps, lots of them, lots of books too. Poetry is writing into her notebook, another book on top of the world. Most women are naked. Most of the men discuss something, or ride on horses, hold swords, or are dead, with a cat watching their grave. Most of the women are saints, or are philosophy, nature, or truth, naked. They receive visions. Sometimes they read books or hold objects. Most of the men are fighting or dying. Most of the women are praying or screaming. One has to learn how to live one's life, sort of on the go, while task and technique of living reveal themselves gradually as opaque. Sie treffen sich im Wald, oui, die anderen Tiere. Il y a un forêt dans ma tête. There is a forest in my head. They meet in the forest, like the other animals. I realize his eyes are milk when he speaks of the forest in his head. Like animals, they pass each other in heavy gear, lungs pumping air, sweat. Et toi, I said, I've seen you before, in the past. I mean in a past life, or in one of these cities of the past, if this seems more likely to you. You must have wondered as well, right, why I speak to you like this, as if I knew you already. Chairs, bird, fountains, palm trees, statues, flowers, and even the clouds fall out of the book onto the ground. The planet is real joy for those moving around in circles with the pigeons. We can appreciate green paired with purple when it appears in the shape of a flower. A palm tree changes the whole setting. All forest is gone, now that someone has organized this green. I enjoy it too. Imagine this is Monaco. I mean, because of the palm trees. There is something in her voice as if she is about to break into tears at any moment. That makes everything she says seem more meaningful or truly meant. When he used the same colors, those bright purples, blues, and yellows, it has such a different effect than when the same colors appear in this park. Those statues never move, no matter how long one watches them. They do not question the plinth they stand on. They were put there by the one who made them. That's enough of a reason to stay there. Even if someone knocks them over, they will probably stay connected to their plinth, then lying horizontally on the lawn. That's standing. Then this plinth and their stone body will display the gradual history of their origin. Maybe that's how we should stand on the earth, this planet, or we should try to, at least. I will have to think this through. A block of stone in the shape of a body carved out of a block of stone. Then the body of stone on a block of stone. But yes, we walk around, and still we stay on our plinth too. Getting on an airplane doesn't really count as leaving the planet. Arrête, horrible. Our air spricht davon wie die Zeit hier anders verget. 3 Monate sind wie ein Jahr, sagt schriebet niemanden, will niemanden schreiben. Außerdem sagt ich lerne zu sehren hier, und ich weiß, was meint. Ich denke, ich weiß, was meint. 100 Jahre später scheint es das gleiche zu sein. Ist es das Licht? This light, there seems to be more of it here, a more generous amount for each object and each subject. Es gibt genug für alle und alles. Diese Großzügigkeit, sie beruhigt mich. The objects got used to it already. They stand very still, patiently taking it all in. I'm still nervous sometimes, fearful it might come to an end. And on some days when I wake up and the sky is covered with clouds, I recognized that I'm somehow feeling a sort of satisfaction, almost thinking, ah, see? Now it's over with, all this surplus of light. I knew it would come to an end. Soon the clouds disappear, and it doesn't. It just doesn't end. The tourist boat is going to hit the wall, I'm almost sure. 100 cameras are directed toward me, sitting at the river, drinking a glass of wine. I don't know what it is they want to capture with this photograph, but it seems like a lot. Lots of people think it's worth taking this photograph. The boat stays there, facing us for a long time. A lot of people keep taking this photograph. Duclair passes, Flute passes, Perry Montparnasse passes, Catherine Deneuve passes. The wall on the other side of the river is black, gray, beige, black, green. Yves Montand passes. Of course they play jazz here. None of my friends can answer any of the questions I have about life because they have the same questions. Maybe they are not to be answered, but to be enjoyed as pleasurable mysteries. No one knows how to do it, but that doesn't stop anything. At least the jazz seems to be optimistic about the variations of passing time. The time keeps on passing, and every moment of it is different, that's true. The pattern of the water, the person sitting next to me, what they are doing, how the wind is moving around me. I am an obstacle for this wind. I am a weight on the table in front of me. I leave a trace on the ground. I am breathing, changing, therefore, some of the air around me. All of this is happening at any moment, through me and everyone around me, at least. Er sagt in seiner Antwort auf den Rilke Text, dieser Malte ist, Parisis passes, einfach nur ein Kleinbürger, auch ich bin glaube ich dann eine Kleinbürgerin. Niami 54 passes. Eigentlich weiß ich nicht, was das wirklich bedeutet, aber ich bin fast sicher, ich bin es. Wenn ich das schreibe, scheint es mir so, als ob es das Ute nicht mehr gibt. Rivoli passes. But I'm sure even if the term seems old-fashioned, the concept of this kind of citizen is still pretty much the same. I never felt any of those categories with people I met. But this might be a very symptom of my own small-town citizen perspective. I like to hear what those people think about the world. I like to hear what everyone thinks. Anything to escape my own perspective onto the world seems helpful to me. La Galiote passes. I wonder if Alice is writing right now somewhere here in the same city. I wonder what she is writing in this very moment. Jeanne Moreau passes. She said she is writing too many words. I am trying to write more words. I always wrote only very few words. Gasp passes. Bayard passes. And I write them in this foreign language. Perry Montmartre passes. Vilaine Tempête passes. Zor passes. Dauphine passes. I like this language. Also the Français. I like to have them in me, those languages, not quite knowing how to use them, but using them anyway. It is possible to use them, of course, probably like a Kleinbürger, not fulfilling their whole potential, but still I manage to say things and someone will understand some of it. And even if I say it right, that doesn't really make it easier to get through to one another. So I think it is just fine to do it in any of those languages, whichever I like to. Hydrasair passes. All those huge paintings. I wonder if in general I prefer the library to the museum. The immediate exposure of the museum is so extreme. Everything is there at the same time. Each moment of the past is suddenly now. Hundreds, thousands of angles, soldiers, prostitutes, peasants, kings and queens, children and animals, buildings and landscapes, ships and all those people who commissioned portraits of themselves or others. They are there together with the people who came to see them, the paintings. A green liquid sinks into the sugar and when lit on fire burns with a blue flame which jumps into the glass from the spoon. The other one is dark orange at first. In contact with water, it melts into a pale, icy, lemon yellow. I had a sort of revelation this morning during a lucid dream about the complications of receiving and giving and how those shape the subject in such a distinct way. It then took my breath, to realize this. Why? I must have known before. But realizations of this kind eventually stand there almost like objects, like blocks of stone, opposites of a different mass than one's own. Nearly impenetrable. The fight started when we tried to discuss the unsuccessful purchase of a jacket. He who had wanted to buy the jacket wasn't served for a long time. Instead, the merchant was invested in a lively conversation with his co-worker. All of us had experienced similar situations here, and I had several times before, with partial amusement, tried to figure out this different approach to the idea of the customer. While on the one hand the customer seemed to get an extra amount of attention and time here, this naturally meant for everyone else waiting. But never sure if I analyzed those situations correctly. Nevertheless, although waiting a lot myself, this idea gradually grew on me. As I in general felt such a big sympathy with the... Suddenly everyone was deeply involved in discussions. What had happened? Groups of two or three, everyone seemed like in a haze. It was a collective condition. At the very same time, I felt an urgent desire for hot chocolate. I know neither where the specific urge came from. I wanted it so badly that I borrowed money from someone and got instant hot chocolate from a vendor's machine. People seemed fascinated by each other without any obvious reason. The woman who passes me on the bridge is speaking to the fish. At first, I think she is talking to me, but soon I realize I'm not addressed, although she seems to want me to notice her. I am on an island of leaves, water, and cement columns. The sympathy I felt was for the redefinition of contact with another human, even if this contact was a sales interaction. The sort of fixed idea of how a consumer should be treated, equivalent with friendly but fast, was in question here and somehow naturally undermined. So it was an affront to the waiting people, but at the same time a peculiar attentiveness to the needs of the current customer. No matter what the person wanted to speak about, there seemed to be always time and patience for it. The green glows in stripes and patches behind six columns. The water doesn't move except for when a fish moves underneath it. When he described what this computer could do, it seemed obsolete, but this wasn't merely because the talk was from 1989. A black crow is walking toward me. A stick falls to the ground. Its feathers have a bluish shine. It picks up a bag of chips. The ou-hou ou un hibou ou une chouette chante ouloude. The guitar player considers what to play next. She talked about the spatial dimensions of sound, said she didn't care if it was a bird or a wave, when she listened to the sound of the Boston Harbor in her studio at MIT for 2 years. She was searching for something else, another quality or knowledge inherent to those sounds, the quality of a sound being different in each place. I am interested in that too, but I do care about the bird and the wave. What interests me is the succession of those sounds, how one follows the other. The sensation of not being able to tell what will happen next, and then it already happened. When I try to remember what I thought or talked about a day ago, it seems so difficult to remember. In the moments, though, it seemed as if sometimes something valuable was happening. But those qualities fade as fast as they come. Maybe some of them could be extracted. I am trying to practice that. It's not a silent park. You can hear the passing cars and the birds, leaves and the wind at the same time. Everything is a question of direction and distribution of attention, whether to listen to the music that is coming in through the window from the courtyard, the poem being read coming out of my speakers, or the drill from the work being done on the roof, or to listen to it at all at the same time. The mother of the five little ducklings, if bread is being thrown into the water, tries to get it faster than her ducklings. If she can get it first, she eats it. They are often faster, but sometimes she jumps into the middle of the small group and fights for her piece of bread with her offspring. Apolitical, 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 apolitical. He said when he saw London burning, the poem had another meaning for him. Before, it had been merely a curiosity. When I saw the poem burning, I saw London in a very different way. Out of mere curiosity, I imagined the poem burning. My burning curiosity makes me see London in a very different way. I am the curiosity of my burning poem. I saw another meaning when he was curious about London burning. I am burning for a curious poem of your meaningful London. Your meaning is burning for the curiosity of my poem. Men, posing on posters with one weapon in their hands, another around their shoulders, more on the ground. Those posters were printed post-mortem mostly of those men. In last night's dream, there was a war approaching from somewhere. We were rushing to pack a few things to run away. Someone close to me was with me, and someone close to him was with him. I went into the other room to get something. When I came back, they had left without me and had been fleeing through the horses' backs, the two friends. The action in this painting is an action in which one, the two players, abstraction and representation, are put into a symbiotic dance with each other. Two, the titles are important. They are the chessboard of representation on which the abstraction is played out. I am seduced by the display of duration. I follow the succession of brush strokes and their movement on the plane. I am intrigued by the variety of textures. Why does it seem as if it doesn't matter what is depicted, but then if the painting wouldn't depict anything but the play of color, it would change everything? This specific kind of disappointment is a relatively new sensation, a creeping, steady fact like one. It isn't strong, it is calm, persistent, responsible. At first, they were very young, dreamy, in some parallel universe. Then they were older, dreamy as well, but this didn't catapult them into a parallel universe. It was more like, do you actually believe in this? I don't think so. When they stopped singing and only played their guitars as if they had been teleported into the 70s, it was okay. A parallel universe to inhabit without having to answer questions on sincerity. One can actually appropriate a collective sentiment of a different time, but not a personal one, a sentiment of a different, already lived through, or more rarely still due to live through age. That's a strange dissonance. He who was accused of being a lifelong teenager was actually suffering from this condition. By wanting to be with nature, in fact, to be the tree himself, he fell into the pitfalls of such youth, which he who was holding on to so frantically did in fact only remember very fragmentarily. Neither knowing how to be there nor here anymore. Long being aged and meeting oneself there much later when it long has passed. This is to avoid fear, but it can't avoid what is being feared. In fact, therefore, a caricature arises painfully. Impressions can be more or less clear. On some days, it's easy to gather lots of them. On others, it's almost impossible to tell what actually happened. Everything is a big blur. This doesn't differentiate the more eventful days from the less eventful ones. It's rather a question of access to certain parts of the brain which seem blocked on some days and wide open on others. Anything really just about anyone. An urge for variety is much more conveniently applicable to our contemporary living conditions than the one for the specific. I have no clue why this has been almost ridiculously invisible to me till very recently. Nobody ever had a real subject matter in painting. It was either excuses, paying subjects, agreed-upon stories, or given nature, all for eventual comparison. On this basis, it was worked around, behind, with, against, or underneath. Just about anything will do. As I had understood this, I also understood that none of those realizations would help anyone to actually make a painting. There was it was, right in front of me, the typical gap between theory and practice. So while my visits to the museums seemed to teach me something, it was definitely not how to make a painting. Almost the opposite. I suddenly seemed to want so much more from the untouched surface to begin with that anything that appeared on it later could only be a disappointment. This observation is written in past tense to fictionalize and thereby overcome what is an impression on me right now. At first, the conversation was about what people from one country spent their 20s believing in and what other people in another country didn't know existed as a movement of resistance. From there, the conversation went to the topic of suicide and to whether relating to it was a question of respecting or not respecting it, or merely an outlet for personal grief, anger, loss. Another conversation, building up on a retelling of the conversation from the previous night, leads to a conversation about Swiss institutions which execute a wished-for suicide in case of serious sickness, there being two, one called Exit, the other Dignitas, which I had forgotten about their existence during the past 5 years. This was a heated political debate once about potential suicide tourism. The Basque restaurant, unforeseen, filled with tons of people, and there were potatoes for everyone. I remembered architecture is a sculpture that you can walk around in. People live in there, and they can change it the way they like to. She said architects used to build an artist studio into the top floor of the north side of each building. We walk through a street of historic artist studios. They are all used as lofts now. Everybody is always excited about the idea of going to the sea. It is now very strange, almost clumsy, to sit in a room with thousands of books. The schoolish atmosphere makes me tired. I believe to feel the boredom accumulated in this room. I feel the hard working to finish what has to be finished. I imagined this ancient place to be more inspiring. Sea shell green lit up. It will be festive when night falls. I forgot my impressions. I tried to preserve a certain amount of very vivid ones the past week, but now they seem to be gone or far away in my memory. Merely faded outlines of narrative remains. Nothing of the quality of what had impressed itself on me. One was, when I found the magnolia wood, all I wanted to do was cover it with paint. Since then, the impressions were A, transformed within this process of material on material into stubborn transcendence, or B, lost, because any need to live through the details of a variety of experiences was consumed by the sheer intensity of color on wood, wood taken from color. This is all I wanted once I could. Writing is not like painting. Writing is like sculpting, taking, extracting from the whole of lived time an imagination, or gradually building up by putting word next to word. The writing energy and the painting energy are very different nature, I think, and they do not want to be enacted side by side. Dictionnaire historique de la magie et des sciences occultes. Les situationnistes, le feu, Baudelaire, les routes du tapis, la lumière, Apollinaire, le maniérisme. Some columns are with and some are without head. A naked woman wearing sandals. They shape her toes into three triangular parts. Her heart is in a box next to her. She is partly covered by a transparent veil. A white dog is sleeping at her feet. The field outside is in bright sunlight. She is holding something, dripping of water, parts of her heart possibly, in her right hand, or she is watering her heart with something she is holding in her hand. Her heart is there in the wooden box, although her body seems intact. It might not be her heart. A man dressed in black enters from the field. She does not turn around. Le sortilège d'amour. Ce n'est pas une image juste. C'est juste une image. Peinture là de Ferron, chose autre entre, qui situationniste d'aimer, peintre de plus aura nil, classe sans société, une dent. Plus de problème de format. La toile est coupée sous les yeux de l'architecte satisfait. Plus de mauvaise période. L'inspiration de la peinture industrielle, due au savant mélange du hasard et de la mécanique, ne fait jamais défaut. Plus de thèmes métaphysiques que la peinture industrielle ne supporte pas. Plus de reproductions douteuses de chefs-d'œuvre éternels. Plus de vernissage. Rue Gay-Lussac, nuit de 10-11 mai 1968. Two white cars looking at each other in between a fire. The finger is first lit on fire by touching another person's hand to then lighting a spoon on fire by pointing on it. Three heads swim in a sea of fire in front of a field with eight apple trees. This painter just can't stop painting the painting. This is a joke from 1855. Spleen. Venus est psyche et le sommeil, l'origine du monde, bain turc. 11 men sit at a table looking at the painter. The table is covered with a carpet. The carpet is a prestigious carpet. 1604. Einstein and Bohr thinking together. 1930. A palm tree out of words. The cover of La Poète Assassine. The watercolors of Apollinaire. Le jeu des correspondances rythmiques, truth and justice, psyche and amour. One of the outcomes of successful struggles for independence and equality might be singularity and loneliness for everyone. This is not a necessary result, but might be a systemic meta-desire which only uncovers after the fact. The next struggles might therefore be how those independent, individualized subjects then can re-relate. But maybe this won't be necessary. The yellow has a thick, cream-like texture. It is a state, not an image of itself. The sculptures are hiding under blankets. Can the friend solve the dispute between genders? How? The friend has a gender too, I assume. Reified, commodified beings, we are such poor, used to dance in open landscapes with Bacchus and Diana ones, lie under trees, naked playing instruments, and now just gambling with all that is given to us by birth and after. We love to do internships, it seems, and in general sit on a chair for hours, if only we can have coffee at the same time. This is the picture painted, at least. And still, it is warm outside, a sunlight which doesn't evoke global warming at first, though, but if we need to take a photo of it, it might as well. I was sitting in front of a golden door for an hour. A virus can be on a muscle or in some liquid, on this salad leaf or on that tomato or in this person's mouth or not. A mask is not more or less than a cover for what is underneath if one agrees to wear it, and then sometimes it doesn't even have to be worn, as masks can be put onto heads by other heads without asking for collaboration. Cover up or uncover what you wish to. What you are able to imagine is at hand to your imagination. The world transforms in front of your eyes. Gaze is looking at without receiving a look back. Looking back is an essential technique of flirting, he said. This honesty, it pours down on me like sweat. It transpires, means it goes through me, coming out of me, going somewhere else. He put nails at the critical points, which he later removed. The other one's house and garden have been transformed altogether by those who adore Impressionism. They chose entirely new colors for his house and different plants for his garden. Is it invisible to those who chose to do this how much they changed? No, they say. We changed so much since then. We deserve this shop. We deserve these copies of his paintings, this bright blue, yellow, and pink. This is the light of color for us, which he gave to us. Those colors are our happiness when we imagine us to be the painters of light. Tearing him, her, away from the screen by his, her hair in a dream, their disappointments to begin with materializes, takes all kind of shapes, food, artworks, nature, price. Or is it my anxiety to present disappointing experiences which creates those? three other humans breathing in my room at night. I am not used to this anymore. A group doesn't seem to be a necessarily good vehicle for interactions with the world. I am looking for a better description. A dog barks on a boat. This is not meant to obscure things. A certain kind of boredom can poison the brain of several people, together searching for an experience. Maybe this is because the internal world gets toned down to privilege the interaction with the others. But this obscures the perspective at the same time. Maybe it confuses the direction of the perspective, whether to concentrate on observation or social interaction. Therefore, the indecisiveness might weaken both abilities and lead to a third sensation, which at least in its structure resembles boredom. But is it really the same thing? It might be better described as a sort of sleep of imagination. We do depend on a certain order of actions. A confusion of this order slows the process of navigating through those actions down. When I imagined to be on that boat, to be able to see from the river, it was so much better to when I was on the boat and saw from the river. When I remembered how it felt to sit by the water in the sun, it was pleasant. But when I sat by the river again in the sun, I knew that it was essential to do this. And I knew now, because of writing it, that some experiences can gain value and depth in imagination, and others turn into abstractions, translations, language.
À la goutte, madame. On cherche la bière.
The end of the line is not really the end of the line. There is no end of the line. There isn't always an end of the line. Sometimes there is, sometimes there isn't, but it kind of twirls around. It's looser.
Yeah, it's looser like, than it has that. A kind of sonnet feel. Each minute is like a sonnet. No, I mean, not...
It's three to four phrases.
No, I mean the number of lines.
The number of, yeah, there are four... And there are four line stanzas mostly, but not always. At the beginning, it takes a while. It took a while for me to work it out.
It's not that. That's
at the beginning, there are some fives, I think.
Some of them are longer. We want that. And then at the same time, sometimes you'll say, those damn sexist feminists, which of course fascinated me and interested me. And there's this sort of modulation where you move from one... forth this tacking of your own relationship with like the extremes of those two statements.
Which of the two statements? Again?
One would be something like, how can a woman write epic? It's kind of bravery. We want to say we're going to do this as women in relationship to and against contesting poetic tradition, just leveraging the whole thing up, which I really, of course, relate to very much. And then the second would be being annoyed at other women's feminisms, to use the other. Just tacking back and forth between those two interests me a lot in your work. I just would love you to talk about it, to comment on it.
Well, with regard to writing the epic, the problem was that I wanted to write an old-fashioned epic, a traditional epic that had a story, and all stories are about men, because all the stories are about war, and it was the whole problem of how a woman could have a story, and that was what I thought about for a long time. That was what I thought about, and I've written about that, and you've probably read the essays. And then I mean that's what I usually say. And then what I usually say about
thank you.
okay, I will be Penelope. I mean, okay, I will be Helen. All of that. No one did okay. I will be Cassandra. The new story with the woman, since women don't have stories, because they don't kill anybody except for occasionally. But I mean, they don't go to war, and now they do. So I don't
know.
Sad,
really, well, so Inanna was very important to you.
Yes. So Inanna was the clue, because in Inanna there's action without action, and it's directly connected to dreams. I mean, Inanna does nothing. Inanna just shows up, dies, comes back to life, goes back up on Earth and finds somebody to do this thing, to replace her. But it's a story. It's curiously a story of inaction, and I could identify with that. Who wants to be in a story? I don't want to have any stories. I'm repelled by stories. But I did want to write this poem, because I really like to read long poems. And best of all, I had liked in the 70s and 80s reading all of the epics, reading all of the long poems, reading that whole tradition.
Et les hommes, les descendants. Et les hommes, en disant d'or, le lion est mort. Waouh, maïa! Le lion est mort ce soir, il n'y a personne dans la jungle. Buvons, chantons, buvons, dansons. Dans la jungle, terrible jungle, le lion est mort ce soir. Explosons-nous, démontons-nous, il n'y a plus de lion, on peut se détruire. Ouais, qu'un peu de canon. Dans la jungle, terrible jungle, le lion est mort ce soir. Dans la jungle, terrible jungle, le lion est mort. Le lion est mort ce soir. On va tous exploser. On va tous se bourrer. On va tous se démolir. On va se voir.
I don't think so.